This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's start off this hour by going to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in former NFL quarterback Kurt Warner. And Kurt has launched the Quarterback Confidential. It's a video-based membership-only website that delves into various aspects of learning, viewing, and coaching the game of football, and features video tutorials from Kurt on the X's and O's, the mechanics, the mindset, the play calling, the leadership, and so much more. Follow at QBC Confidential on Twitter and Instagram, and visit Kurt Warner, QBC.com, for more information. Kurt, how'd I do on that read? Good?
You did pretty good. Only change is it's QBConfidential.com. QBConfidential.com to get all the information, or follow me on social media at QBConfidential. And I'm all over the place with that. So I appreciate the plug.
No problem. All right. So are you in Cleveland right now? Just curious.
I am in Cleveland. You had a long road to get here, but rode in this morning from Detroit, and so finally made it.
Nice.
All right. Well, as we say to everyone here now, make sure you have a good meal. Make sure you enjoy the city as much as you can. But, I mean, we're just excited to kind of get outside here in Northeast Ohio, go down to the draft over the next couple of days, and just kind of get back to normal, as much as normal as we can under the circumstances. Just your thoughts on just the draft itself and, you know, being back after last year and what happened in Vegas.
Excited as you guys are. Excited to have it here in Cleveland. I know it's a great sports city, great football city. Excited, as you said, to get back to some form of normalcy. You feel like the country's kind of moving in that direction, and the NFL's been a great leader in that way from a lot of different standpoints. But I'm really excited about tomorrow. It, you know, means a lot for our league. It means a lot for a bunch of young men that are trying to fulfill their dream to be able to have some fans in attendance, some great fans, here in Cleveland that they got that playoff berth last year and excited about the upcoming fall. And so I'm with you guys. It's a great moment and a great thing for our league and the city of Cleveland. And I'm really, really excited to be back in the city and not have to do everything remotely like we did last year during the draft.
Isn't it the truth? Kurt, let's talk quarterbacks. A lot of quarterback talk in this draft. In fact, it's dominating this draft. Should it be dominating this draft? Do you really like these guys?
I do like these guys. And, you know, it's always going to dominate the draft. Or when we're talking about our league and where it's gone and the rules of the game now, it is a throw-first, quarterback-driven league. And it's the reason why every year you see all this movement and everybody's looking to get that next guy, because if you don't have one of those guys, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance to truly compete in this league without a top-quality quarterback. And so and this class is, you know, it's very good. A lot of different guys, you know, guys that have done different things, that bring different skill sets, that get you excited in different ways, which becomes another part of the intrigue is, you know, we're all sitting here and we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on who's going one and two. And then there's that number three spot with San Francisco making the move. And we're all sitting here speculating where they're going to go, because there's three quarterbacks there, assuming that Lawrence and Wilson go 1-2. There's three quarterbacks there that are different, and you have different things that excite you about them. And so now we're going to sit here when San Francisco calls that name, and we're going to go, oh, okay, this is what they were looking for. This is the flavor that they liked. But I believe all five of these guys have a chance to be really, really good at the next level. Odds are that they probably all won't be. We know that. It's always a 50-50 proposition. But that's what's exciting, is we've got five guys that have done really, really good things in college, and I'm excited to see where they go and what their careers can look like in the NFL.
I think it's hard sometimes when we start talking about these quarterbacks, when you go back and look at history. I mean, we look at you and see that teams made mistakes by not drafting you. But, you know, to draft these guys in the first round, do you feel like it's a 50-50 shot for all these teams for the most part?
Well, here's the thing. To me, that we can look, and, you know, the whole draft thing is a projection. It's like, oh, we're hoping and we're projecting that this guy's on this trajectory in college, and he's going to stay on this trajectory if he gets to the NFL. And that's why it's such a crapshoot. It's such a hard position to evaluate. And we never know what a guy is going to become. We throw around this term now that we love, oh, his ceiling's higher than other guys. And it's like, okay, I don't care how high his ceilings are if he can't reach his ceiling, right? Or if, you know, we're projecting his ceiling to be higher than it actually is for that player just because, oh, he's raw and he's only played this amount. Well, maybe that's who he is, because I've seen college quarterbacks that were great college quarterbacks come to the NFL and disappear because they never get better and they can't grow and evolve as a player. We've seen other guys, a la Tom Brady, that gets drafted in the sixth round. Well, he was a good college quarterback, but nothing special. And that's why he's picked in the sixth round. But all he does is evolve and grow and work and continually get better at his craft. So he's so much better of a player in the NFL than he was in college. So that's really where we look at these five guys and you go, well, I see why you like all of them. I see why you would draft all of them or why you think this guy could be the best of all five of them. But what really is going to determine that is how much better do they get in the pro game. Any college player stays the same player he was in college, he's going to be an average NFL player at best. It's all about being able to grow and evolve, and that's why we don't know. We can look at these guys and say, well, this guy seems to be the safest because there's, you know, less red flags, there's less questions. It doesn't matter. You can be safe. You've got to up your game. Which of these guys are going to have the ability to do that? We'll see 10 years from now, but that's why we go into this thing every year and we go, oh, we really like these guys. But then at the end of the day, you have both number one and number two quarterback from a few years ago get traded this offseason, right? I mean, you just never know what these guys are going to be and become until they show us.
So, Kurt, how do you figure that out? You know what I mean? And for instance, how did Tom Brady become really good? How did you become really good when teams didn't think that highly of either one of you coming out of college, and a guy like Josh Rosen goes 10 and a guy like Lamar Jackson goes 32? How did that go so wrong? It's interesting to me. That's the crapshoot.
It is. That's what's fascinating about it, because there is no true test for what makes a great quarterback at the NFL level. Is that, you know, Lamar is a different beast because he is so athletically talented. I don't know if we're ever going to see another guy like him, or, you know, they're going to be rare if you see them. But, you know, people wondered, you know, can you really live in that world in the NFL? Because for a long time, we all believed you can't be a running quarterback in the NFL. You're not going to survive. Well, if you're Lamar Jackson, you can, but that's just because he's Lamar Jackson. So a lot of people, I think, passed because of that. Guys like myself and Tom Brady, what you can evaluate is what is in our mind, what we can see, how quickly we can react, how quickly we can process a bunch of information and then do the right thing physically with it. That's what separated Tom Brady and myself at this level. But that, you know, there's no test for that. There's no way to know how you're going to be able to do that as the game gets faster and the game gets more complex. And so those guys can slip through the cracks, or those guys, you can look at them and go, well, physically they're just, you know, they're all right. But you have to understand what's inside. And as you said, what's the test for that? How do we gauge that? How do we evaluate what truly is inside of someone? Because to me, that's what makes a great quarterback, is it's got to start, for the most part, inside, internally, mentally, being able to thrive at this level. And so we don't ever know that. You can do all the tests you want on a board. I've been around with guys that are really, really smart on a board. They can give you all the information, and you can go, my gosh, seems like this guy's going to be great on the field. But then he can't process that much information in 4 seconds. So now he becomes an average player on the field, even though he seems really, really smart on a board. So you can try to do all these different things to figure out what a guy's going to be. You're never going to know until you put him behind center in the NFL with the speed and complexity, and you give him 3 or 4 seconds to make a decision, and you see, is he going to do that, and can he continue to evolve in that manner? If not, probably going to be just an average at best quarterback in the NFL.
Kurt Warner on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So let's that all said, thinking about Baker Mayfield, what have you thought of his start here so far in Cleveland? Obviously had a great year last year, and then we're all concerned about his long-term deal because he just had his fifth-year option picked up. Your thoughts on Baker?
Well, I love what Baker did last year, and I felt like Coach Stefanski knew what he wanted to be, understood what his quarterback was, and last year was really the first time that they played to Baker's strengths. That doesn't mean he can't do other things. He just is really, really good in that play-action world, really, really good in the naked world. You know, we can say it's because of his height. I don't know. He sees better out there. I don't know. I don't know if I buy into all that stuff. But what I know is that he seems really, really comfortable on the move. He seems really, really comfortable out in space. He's got the ability to make big throws. And so last year was the first time where it's like, we don't have to go out and throw the ball 35 or 40 times. Let's play to what our team is. Let's play to what our quarterback is. And with that, they had great success. So I loved what Baker did last year. I love what they did scheme-wise last year. And I believe they just need to stay in that world. Don't change anything. Just keep building, keep growing. Baker, continue to evolve and get better across the board. But that, to me, is what it's all about. You know, we talk and you throw this term around all the time that, you know, he's a system quarterback. He's a system quarterback. I believe all quarterbacks are system quarterbacks. We all do certain things better than other things. We all have systems that fit us more perfectly than other systems. And the key becomes when you have a quarterback that you're going to build around, you find a system that fits that guy. That's where you have the best chance to succeed. I thought they did that extremely well last year. And my hope is that they don't venture away from that. You know, OBJ coming back and now, oh my gosh, we got our shiny toy back. Let's change and try. No, be who you are. OBJ is good enough to fit into what you do. He can have big plays and have impact, but build around the strengths of your team, build around the strengths of your quarterback. And I believe they need to stay where they were last year and Baker can continue to grow.
Kurt Warner, thank you very much. QBCconfidential.com, correct, my friend?
That's right, QBConfidential.com. Go check it out. I think everybody will be excited about it, and I think it will impact everybody that wants to go further in this game, whether you're a player, coach, or fan. I appreciate you guys.
Kurt, thank you. Enjoy your time, Kurt, here in Cleveland. Appreciate you. Kurt Warner on the North Olmsted Chrysler. Thank you, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, Kurt has launched Quarterback Confidential. It's a video-based membership-only website that delves into various aspects of learning, viewing, and coaching the game of football and features video tutorials from Kurt on X's and O's, mechanics, mindset, play calling, leadership, and more. Follow QB Confidential. So I kept saying the C. It's QB Confidential on Twitter or QBConfidential.com. And you can check them out on Instagram, too. And then make sure you visit Kurt Warner, QBC.com, for more information. Kurt Warner, QBC.com, for more information. Pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.